next item is conditional use number 1936, Chester Townsend IV.
Yes, sir. Mr. Chairman, this was a subject of our last public hearing, and I'd like to open it up to see if there's any comments that any of the other commissioners or staff may have as regarding this.
All right, then. Gentlemen.
But speaking for myself, this is a business that has operated for a couple years at another location, but has recently opened at this location. It's a business that has been violated, I believe, at both locations. It's come before the commission to try to make things right, I guess, and operate under our recommendation and what decision that county council may make on that. One thing that I have that's a concern about this is this seems to be a successful business, but I don't want it to be a business that's going to be a problem for us, similar to something that we have up at the corner of Route 1 and Cave Neck Road, because the and going by this site, there's a tremendous amount of signage, and what concerns me also, that's on the site right now, in spite of the violation. And this is a very heavily traveled and high-speed area of Route 26, and I think we need to be careful and cautious about what we allow to occur right in that sight line and in that front yard setback, so we don't create a situation that's dangerous and either impeding traffic or making it dangerous for the people using that section of the road. Those are my two big concerns.
Well, the signage issue can be addressed through stipulation.
Yes.
Yes. So,
is your other concern just parking in the front yard setback? Is that where your concern is?
Yes, it is. It is.
And you feel that can't be addressed by?
That could be addressed by stipulation. Yeah, but I think it's important that, for me, that my thoughts and concerns are out there and are part of the public record, you know, before we turn this over and they go, the applicant goes before county council, because we'll just be making a recommendation. It's a possibility that the applicant either doesn't understand the procedure or we're given the benefit that they're not, you know, in flagrant violation of operating under the precepts of how a conditional use and what the expectations are. Because, you know, some of the other sites that we've had, I don't want to make it a problem for Mr. Lank and his staff that they're going back and repeatedly pulling down for sign violations. And people may not be aware that things like feather flags are, you know, when they've got writing on them, are in violation of the sign ordinance. So I'd like to clear it up and make it better for everyone.
Do you think you need time to work with council to draft the proper motion to make sure that it's worded correctly?
Well, I won't speak for the rest of you, but like I said, I wanted my comments to be heard and be a part of the public record, and we have time, you know, to get a motion that is good. And if you agree with me on the idea of no parking in the front yard setbacks and what can occur there, because there's one other thing too, is the Board of Adjustment, and I may ask either Mr. Lank or Mr. Robertson to comment about that, because there is a portable trailer that is in use on the property.
The ordinance references mobile home type structures used for a business. Admittedly, it's not a mobile home, but it's close to being the same. So there have been a few that have gone to the board. The other question I would raise, and it may be a question for Mr. Robertson, is that if we're applying through a conditional use for a vendor, and it's not really a mobile home type structure, does the conditional use cover? And that's probably a legal question we'd have to research. So I'm not sure about that one.
Okay. And that's something that I can certainly look at.
But I know that there have been some went to the board.
Yeah.
And there were probably, I'm trying to think, I don't think the first ones we had was the mobile, it's more a converted camper that was placed at Lowe's. They went through the first public hearing as a vendor. I believe that was the first one we had. And I don't know that it went, had to go through the board because we established it as a vendor situation, not, and it wasn't a mobile home type structure. And he was actually would take it, it would leave the premise and then come back on Saturday. Basically, it wasn't there every day, just there certain days.
The other example, though, would be like sales trailers that are mobile home type structures. They've gone to the Board of Adjustment regularly, right? And they're shorter typically than a mobile home, not the full size that we see now. But
and the other issue would be the limitation that we normally put on signage, which is typically on conditional use of 4x8, even though the code allows for something greater, is that the trailer that's utilized, the red trailer, is actually lettered greater than 4x8.
Yes.
So that does that become a signage? As long as it's tagged and it's portable and it's not used for purpose of obvious display purposes, and it might just a trailer, basically, like someone with a race car is all painted up, same thing, similar.
Mm-hmm.
That's a question, too.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's sort of the same type of question as somebody that has a business that parks a truck, you know.
Oh, same thing, same kind of question.
In the parking lot.
Parked intentionally to advertise.
Right.
Yeah.
The difference is this is actually the use, not just the vehicle.
Not just exactly right.
Right.
Now, the ordinance allows for a conditional use up to 200 square foot of signage, unless it's stipulated. If you don't stipulate, it could be up that size.
Insofar as the signage, when I rode by there tonight, unless something's changed in the last 3 hours, there's the lettering, if you will, on the portable trailer. There's an approximately 4x8 sign advertising the business. There's another sign that's approximately 4x8 with a logo, a business logo on it. There is a lighted marquee sign on the property. There's one or two of these feather flags, and there's 4, 6, 8 small signs, 18 inches square or so that say.
By ordinance, they're allowed one ground sign.
Correct. And I've just ticked off, what, 6 or 8 signs, or, you know, what classify as signs.
Right.
And as I said, I think the applicant needs to know that you know, that your department was violated on that, and that we place conditions and county council agrees to it and it agrees to our conditions or modifies them, that they would be the rules of the road.
Right.
Yeah. So, gentlemen, I'd like to defer this. Work with Mr. Robertson on this about the issue with the Board of Adjustment.
Is that a motion?
Anybody else? Good. Mr. Chairman, regarding conditional use number 1936, Chester Townsend 4th, I'd like to defer for further consideration.
Second.
Moved and seconded to defer action on conditional use number 1936, Chester Townsend 4th. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried.